USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is backing the increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Shortly after the increase went into effect, the president tweeted that tariffs will bring far more wealth into our country than even a phenomenal deal of a traditional kind would. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News,
"The China delegation is here again. The vice premier is here. President Trump said yesterday that he received another good letter from President Xi. He has a strong relationship. We believe a deal is possible, but what President Trump has made clear is we think we're in a very strong position either way."
The two suspects accused in the shooting at a STEM school in Colorado have had their hearings postponed. The postponement comes as investigators look into reports that a private security guard may have fired on a sheriff's deputy on the day of the shooting and could have possibly hit him. And Uber launched its initial IPO on Friday at $42 a share. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Inflation at the consumer level is up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Inflation at the consumer level up slightly month to month and more significantly year to year. Figures just released by the Labor Department showing the CPI ticked up 0.3% last month thanks to rising prices for gasoline, rent, and health care. And the CPI increased 2% even since April of last year.
The city of Louisville, Kentucky is moving ahead with the removal of a statue of John B. Castleman, who served as a Confederate officer during the Civil War. The city's Landmarks Commission approved that in a 5-4 vote on Thursday. During a public debate on the matter, some people spoke out in favor of taking the statue down.
John Castleman knew that the Confederacy advocated for the overthrow of our country.
While others say,
"And if I thought that was a racist statue, I would be all in favor of removing it. I do not think it is a racist statue at all."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump nominates the acting defense secretary to the top Pentagon post. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
We are hearing now from the new Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan.
The national defense strategy obviously is a high priority.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeting, "Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense, and he will continue to do an excellent job." Reporters asking Shanahan about the biggest challenge of running the Pentagon.
The biggest challenge is balancing it all. I'd say, you know, for me, it's about practicing selectful neglect so that we can stay focused on the future.
Laura Trump, 2020 Trump campaign senior advisor and the president's daughter-in-law, reacts to the news that her brother-in-law, Donald Trump Jr., is again being asked to testify before the Senate.
This is over. The Mueller report is complete. Whatever they think they're going to do is not going to change that. It's not going to make Hillary Clinton the president of the United States. This is harassment of our family, harassment of the president. And it's a shame because the American people send these folks in Congress to Washington, D.C. to make great changes in our country and to do things that they want to see happen. They're doing nothing. What is this doing for our country? It's nonsense. They need to focus on things Americans care about. Nobody cares about this. It's over. It's dead.
Trump was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.